While seniors in Orange County, the Orange County Department on Aging wants your help as they are developing their next five-year master aging plan. If you have any ideas on what resources, services, events, and activities you want to see the county offer, they have a survey going right now through the end of next week. I think we're at one week, 8 days actually away from it closing. It'll be open July 15th, and you can go take it by visiting Orange County's website, orangecountync.gov/map survey. I'm joined in the studio right now by Janice Tyler, who is the director of Orange County's Department on Aging, to talk a little bit more about the survey and more about the master aging plan that they are putting together. First off, Janice, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Great. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So, for people who might not be aware of the Department of Aging, I know that we have a pretty big senior population and aging population in Orange County, but folks who might not be aware of what the department offers, can you give a little bit of overview on what that is and your role as the director?
Sure. So I'm the director. I've been there for 34 years now. Time has flown by. So we like to think we are the one-stop shop for aging services in the county. So a lot of people know us by our senior centers that we have, the Seymour Center here in Chapel Hill, the Passmore Center in Hillsboro. And that's where we offer a lot of programs, recreation and leisure programs, but we're so much more than that. We have our Aging Transitions Division, and that group of social workers and occupational therapists are there to help our folks age in community and to help all the caregivers that are out there in our community caring for our older adults. And then we have a very large volunteer division, Volunteer Connect 55 Plus. And prior to the pandemic, we had about 400 people volunteering with us. So folks are starting to come back out and get reengaged with us. So we're excited about that. So we're a busy place, and we have been open throughout the pandemic. So one of the things that has been really important during the pandemic is our lunch program. And we have been doing 1,000 curbside meals a week out of our two locations. So we're very proud of that.
There is a lot that you guys offer, and we've done some coverage on it in the past just to let folks know that it is there and to highlight some of the great programs like that lunch program. Tell us a little bit more about what a master aging plan is and then how this survey is going to help people kind of get involved and then shape what it's going to look like.
Great. So this is our master aging plan. We've been working, doing plans for our community for the last 20 years. So this is our fifth plan. And this is where we like to hear from the community to see what people are thinking about aging services. What's missing? What are we doing good? And then we do the survey, bring folks together into work groups, and then put that information back out in community meetings to see if we're hearing it right. And then we put our heads together and start writing the plan. So it's been just a cornerstone for our work in the community. It's not just the Department on Aging. It is the community's plan. It's tremendous number of partnerships to bring this plan together.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Janice Tyler, who is the director of the Orange County Department on Aging. They have a survey out right now through July 15th about how to shape that master aging plan. And Janice, what can you tell us a little bit about the survey and why that is an important aspect of the aging plan? You mentioned getting some community feedback. This is obviously a big part of that.
Sure. So we're asking you in the survey about all kinds of things. We want to know about health concerns. We want to know housing concerns. We want to hear about transportation. With our last plan, we heard loud and clear that we had some employment concerns in our community among our older adults. So we spent the last 4 years doing a lot of work in that area. Also, interest in outdoor spaces. What do older adults want in outdoor spaces? And then, of course, we've got social and civic participation. How do you want to get engaged in your community? So the survey is going to take you about 20 minutes to fill out, and we want to hear from you. So right now, we've gotten 390 people to fill it out. Our goal is 1,000 by July 15th. We may leave it open just a little bit longer than that if we don't get our 1,000 folks, but we're wanting to hear from you.
I was going to ask what the goal is and how the response has been so far. It's definitely good to hear, and I think that's achievable with how many folks we have in Orange County that like to be involved with the local government, but also mm-hmm. be involved in what the future of their community is going to look like.
Right, and we've got 30,000 older adults in our community. We now have more older adults in our community than we have kids in schools. So our community is aging just like so many communities across North Carolina and across the U.S.
How does that highlight that specific demographic of folks? How does that highlight the necessity for long-term planning in that five-year gap each time?
It's key. It's key that we do this planning. And we're so proud of what we've done for the last 20 years, doing these plans, this being our fifth one. And it's really just provided that roadmap that we've needed so we know where we're headed. And that's so important for us.
You said that you've been with the Department on Aging for a few decades now. Do you remember what some of the takeaways from the last five-year Master Aging Plan was?
Yes. We've been working on housing, getting the word out. We've done a lot of, there's more senior housing now in our community mm-hmm. as a result of this last Master Aging Plan.
Yeah, I should have said some of the results of how it's been put into play. Yeah.
If you haven't driven down Homestead Road and seen the expansion of the Seymour Center, we're thrilled about that. We are just about done with the expansion. We're very proud of our work that we do with, like I said, with community partners, emergency services. We've done a falls prevention program with them, which has had a lot of success. We have, and you guys are a great partner with us, with our dementia-friendly business campaign. We have over 100 businesses in town that are now dementia-friendly. We've trained over 1,000 people that are those frontline folks, and just still trying to get the word out about that. Transportation, we've worked with all of our transportation providers, try to better coordinate transportation here in our community. And then we saw some gaps, so we started a volunteer driver program.
That's pretty remarkable.
So the list just kind of goes on and on. We've got a complete list of our accomplishments out on our website, and we hold ourselves accountable. We have the MAP work groups that are working, meeting every quarter. And if you want to get involved in one of those, I would encourage you to reach out to me. You can reach me through the website, and we can get you involved in this process.
I mean, you hear all that stuff, you realize just how much of a resource this is and how many resources it provides. We're speaking with Janice Tyler, who leads up the Orange County Department on Aging. Again, they've got their five-year Master Aging Plan planning process happening right now with a survey out for Orange County residents to take through July 15th, sharing what resources and services, activities, that kind of stuff they want to see the county offer as they begin to grow old. And Janice, to begin to wrap up our conversation, is there anything else out there that folks need to know about the survey, need to know about what's going on at the Department on Aging that you want to let them know?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention is that particularly with this survey and our next Master Aging Plan, we are really focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and want to make sure that we hear from our communities of color to complete this survey, because we want this to serve everybody in our community.
That is certainly an important aspect of it. Well, once again, if you want to go take that Master Aging Plan survey, the website is orangecountync.gov/MAP survey. Janice Tyler with the Orange County Department on Aging, thanks so much for stopping by and letting us know about it.
Great. Thanks for having me.